In Nathan Thrall's new book, A Day in the Life of Abd Salama, The Anatomy of a Jerusalem Tragedy, Thrall tells the story of a bus accident in which six Palestinian kindergartners and a teacher burned to death. One of the children is a 5-year-old boy named Milad. His father, Abd Salama, is the main narrator of this story as he searches for his son in the wake of the accident.
There were people who said that a lot of children were taken to an Israeli army base close to the accident, but it didn't have a permit to enter there or even reach the area. Some people said he might be in health centers. A minute on this day was like waiting for hours. I felt like my son was close to me.
He was close to you in the end.
Yeah.
His son was in a hospital morgue in Ramallah in the West Bank, just feet away from where he sat. Nathan Thrall doesn't just trace Salama's search for his son. He also profiles the many people, both Palestinian and Jewish, who come into contact with that accident.
The accident really embodied the entire Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Through the story of these dead children, their parents, the emergency responders, and the civilians who jump into action, Thrall paints a brutally honest picture of life under Israeli authority for both Jewish citizens and Palestinians who live under occupation. Why did you choose this story on this one piece of land with all of these people who live in or around Jerusalem?
One is that I live right next to where these children and their parents and the teachers live, who live in my same city, but live an entirely different existence. Half have blue IDs, residents of Jerusalem, which entitles them to travel across the checkpoint that separates them from the rest of the city. And their relatives who live in the same community who have green IDs.
Green IDs are issued for Palestinians living in the occupied West Bank and Gaza, and they bar access to Israel without explicit permission.
This entire enclave, when you go into it, you can't tell the difference between the part that Israel has officially annexed and the part that is officially unannexed and part of the West Bank. It's all a group of different people, all relatives living in this one community with very different rights as a result of the color of their ID cards. And that had enormous repercussions on this day when a tragedy occurred.
Thrall spoke to everyone who came in contact with that accident and the way it impacted both Jewish people and Palestinians.
And there was no one who I spoke to more than Abd.
And Abd, what made you decide to spend time and talk to Nathan, tell your story, and be part of this book?
So when he told me maybe your story will make a difference about our Palestinian issue, so because of that, I decided to share him everything.
What was it like to read this book?
I like it because he writes from the bottom of his heart. And when I read the article, I read it in English. I'm not strong in English, but I understand every word because he's telling the truth.
The accident happened over a decade ago. But Thrall says it is as relevant today as it was then. The kids were only on this field trip in bad weather because there was no playground accessible to all of them near where they lived.
The most important factor in determining whether these people had public schools, playgrounds, paved roads, sidewalks, are determined by the fact that they're Palestinian. And these kids had to take this circuitous route, snaking through Jerusalem and the West Bank to reach a play area. And the very route that it takes was determined with one overriding logic: how to keep as many Palestinians as possible out of the heart of Jerusalem while relinquishing as little land as possible by the Israeli state.
The accident was near Israeli fire stations and visible from a military checkpoint.
Some of the bystanders said the soldiers appeared frightened, and it was more than 30 minutes before the first Israeli fire truck came. It was 25 minutes before a single ambulance came, and he was helpless to do anything. And the point of this is not Israelis made a decision to let these children die. The point is that this entire infrastructure is set up to neglect hundreds of thousands of people who live on the other side of this wall.
What do you want people to take from this book?
The main thing I want is for people to feel viscerally what it is to live in this place. For both Jews and Palestinians, I feel that we have spent too much time speaking in abstractions. Two states, one state, confederation. And I want us to move away from abstractions and to focus on the reality of these people's lives.
Now, we spoke before the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th and before Israel's response in Gaza. So I called Thrall back, and he told me the reception for his book had changed.
I've had events canceled in five cities, one of them by the UK police, who were targeting anything with Palestinian in the title. I wasn't alone. Other events were also canceled in the UK. An entire conference was shut down. It's an atmosphere of total intolerance for any sympathy for Palestinians living under occupation. And it's quite telling to me that even a book that is portraying the everyday lives of Palestinians and Jews living under Israeli rule would be targeted. And, you know, if a book like that is being targeted, we're in an atmosphere where virtually nothing can be said. And this is precisely the kind of conversations we need to be having in order to address the deep roots of this recurrent bloodshed.
That was Nathan Thrall and Abed Salama. Thrall's new book is called A Day in the Life of Abed Salama, The Anatomy of a Jerusalem Tragedy.